Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. This is Tunch Ilkin of the Steelers Radio Network, and you're watching Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation, the show with the motto, the eye in the sky does not lie. The Steelers are coming off a much-needed win over the Bengals in Cincinnati, and one of the keys to that victory, in my opinion, was the performance of the running game. It came up with 167 yards total, a 5.8-yard average, and we're going to spotlight some of the ways the Steelers got the job done on the ground against the Bengals. Tunch, you know, you mentioned a couple of these plays are straights, a couple are traps. There's nothing new under the sun. However, the way the Steelers executed it might have been a little bit different.
You know, Labs, this is this first play here. This is just old 17 straight with a gap call, and the gap call is right here. And what you want to do, you know, you've heard the old expression, get a hat on a hat. Well, that's exactly what you do on a 17 straight. You're going to see Doug Legursky. He and Willie Colon are going to double team the defensive tackle right there, D'Amato Pecco, and they want to double team off to Ray Maluga, the onside linebacker. Now, this play is designed to go anywhere from here to here. And what he's going to be doing, what Jonathan Dwyer is doing, he is going to be reading this block right here. And depending on how far they push this over to the side, that's where he'll go. Now, the backside, same thing. You're going to get a double team between these two guys right here. They're responsible for Geno Atkins, the defensive tackle, and Vontaze Burfict, the backside backer. And the real key to this is, right now, you've seen Nate Clemens. He's the strong safety, and he's in the box. He's in man coverage on Heath Miller. Heath is going to come across the formation, and he is going to wham the backside defensive end. In this case, it's Robert Gethers to create a backside seam. It is going to be done flawlessly by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and watch the way Jonathan Dwyer really finds his hole. At the snap of the ball, here it comes down. Notice right there. Now watch the way Nate Clemens right here. He's following. Now he's just taking himself out of the play. Nate Clemens is taking himself out of the play. Great push by Doug Legursky, and you see that right here, Willie Colon takes over Michael Johnson over here. This is a great comeback here. Look at the seam right here, and right now it's Jonathan Dwyer's off to the races, breaks one tackle, gets in the secondary, and runs over Reggie Nelson.
Okay, now we're moving to the fourth quarter, and two of the things that made the Steelers running game extremely effective, in my opinion, were the Steelers were able to use it to convert third downs, and they also were able to use it to get into the end zone.
You know, Labs, as you look at this play, this is old counter 36 trap. We ran the same play. Now, the first play we saw was a straight play and with a gap call, which was designed to go onside to backside. Jonathan Dwyer did a great job of finding the crease. This one is designed to go right here in this gap and between this gap right here. And this is what the Steelers are running. This is a counter 36 trap. And what you're going to see is you're going to see a down block by Ramon Foster. You're going to see Doug Legursky go to the backside backer, which happens to be Ray Maluga. On the onside, you're going to see Mike Adams go all the way back here, and he's going to actually pick up Ray if Doug Legursky does it. Doug might pick up the backside defensive end in this case, which is Geno Atkins. Ramon's going to do a great job of D'Amato Pecco. Then watch Willie Colon. He is going to pull, and what he's going to do is he is going to kick out the outside guy. In this case, it is Robert Gethers. And then what you're going to have is Heath Miller is going to pull from right here, and he is going to lead up on Vontaze Burfict. And then watch how Chris Rainey takes a counter step this way, and he is going to follow Heath Miller. They run this perfectly at the snap of the ball. All right, look at this double team right here. This is a great double team between Mike Adams and Ramon Foster. This is the key block, because now what has happened is you don't have to worry. Willie Colon does not have to worry about getting knocked off the block. And the key is that Heath Miller, who is the trail guy, he is going to have a clean path to lead right up in here and get the block. Here goes Rainey. That is done just perfectly. Look at this beautiful gap. That is, we told you that's where that was designed to be. Well, we see a much better job of it right here. This is a great job by Chris Rainey, just finding that gap. You know, when a guy gets a hat on someone and keeps driving and just drives, that's how you get a running back into the end zone.
Where we are now is early in the fourth quarter. The Steelers have a 24-17 lead. They've used their running game to get into the end zone to take the lead, and now they want to use their running game to milk out the last minutes of the game.
You know, what's key about this play is You got to be able to run out of shotgun as well in today's National Football League. And if the touchdown play to Chris Rainey was old counter 36 trap, this is the old 34 trap. And the difference is that this is a little bit of a quicker hitting play. And what you're going to see on the onside is you're going to see, once again, a great double team right here between Ramon Foster and Mike Adams. And now you want to get a push to the far side backer. This time, right here, Heath Miller is going to turn out on the defensive end, which is Carlos Dunlop. And back block right here by Bronco Ligurski, and Willie Colon is going to pull. And this time when Willie pulls, he's going to come up and lead up inside on Vontaze Burfict, and he's going to go straight up the hole. The key to this is going to be the blocks on the onside and the back blocks, so Willie Colon does not get knocked off his pull. We're going to go ahead and let a run at the snap of the ball. Here's that. Now that's a great, once again, great double team onside right there. And right now, Mike Adams is going to get to the second level on Ray Maaluga. Look how Willie Colon's got a nice gap right here, a nice alleyway to lean up on Vontaze Burfict. And watch the way Jonathan hits it very quick. And then he is off to the races.
A coach's favorite running play comes out of victory formation, and it's called take a knee. This is the running play that gets you to victory formation.
You know, Labs, one of the things, running the football when you absolutely have to, as my old head coach Chuck Noll used to say, it is a battle of wills. You're trying to impose your will on the wills of the defense. Now, when you can run the ball where everybody and their brother knows that you're running the ball, look at right here. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys in the box. So the key is going to be, look, the Steelers are going to run, we used to call this 14 straight. And all it is, on the front side, you're going to get what we used to call a D-slip, which means that these two guys right here, Mike Adams and Ramon Foster, they're going to take the defensive tackle, Geno Atkins, off the ball, and they want to wash him into the middle linebacker, Ray Maaluga. On the backside, same thing. You're going to see Willie Colon and Doug Ligurski double-team D'Amato Pecco, and then one of them pull off on Skoda, the backside-outside linebacker. You're going to get a hat-on-a-hat here by Heath Miller on the defensive end, Carlos Dunlop. And all Jonathan Dwyer is going to do is he's going to take a jab step, and he's going to find out exactly where that crease is, and then he is just going to sickle it up right there. We're going to take a look at it as the play is starting. And right now you've got, watch the way you get the double. Great double. These are two great double teams. That's what you call it. Look at this. They're burying both these guys. And the key is going to be coming off on the second level. So let's watch how that works out. Great job. Look at this. That's what you get called getting caught in the wash. Ray Maaluga tries to step up into the hole, but he gets washed out this way. Skoda gets caught in this wash between D'Amato Pecco and Willie Colon. When you hear a coach say, hat on a hat, look at that. You couldn't draw it up. And that's clinic right there. And then Jonathan Dwyer runs right past Reggie Nelson, who took a convenient angle to miss. Really, at this point in the game, none of the Cincinnati Bengals wanted to tackle Jonathan Dwyer.
That'll do it for this edition of Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation. For Tunch Ilkin, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We will see you here next Monday exclusively on Steelers.com.